Grown and the Moth are excited to partner with Graduate Hotels to celebrate storytelling across generations. Visit any of Graduate's 30-plus hotels and you'll discover storytelling is at the heart of everything they do, especially when it comes to their unique, locally inspired interior designs. Not only has the Moth hosted a series of open mic story slams at Graduate Hotels, but members of our staff have also had the privilege of visiting Graduate Hotels as guests. From Ann Arbor, Michigan to Oxford, England, our team has experienced firsthand the rich storytelling and memorable design touches that make a graduate stay so special. So the next time you're visiting a beloved college town or dropping by your alma mater, stay at Graduate Hotels and save up to 30% with exclusive code MOTH. Thanks again to Graduate Hotels for their generous support and their commitment to telling the unique stories of their local communities. Go book your stay now at graduatehotels.com and remember to use code MOTH for up to 30% off.
Hi, everybody. Mark Sollinger, senior producer of Grown here. We hope you really enjoyed season 2. I know that everybody at The Moth is super proud of it. While you wait for season 3, we want to keep the feed going with engaging audio all about the weird, messy, never-ending process of growing up. We're calling these growth spurts. First up, we've got an Aliza and Fonzo Q&A session. These were originally bonuses for our Apple Podcast subscribers. If you'd like to hear even more bonus content from Grown and The Moth, you can subscribe to The Moth uninterrupted on Apple Podcasts. We'll have a link in the episode description. Enjoy!
Grown.
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 Grown. Grown.
I would love to hear what you thought the best part about making season 2 of Grown was.
The best part about making season 2 of Grown. I had to repeat the question, you know. That's what you do when you're asked the question. My favorite part is just the confidence, seeing the confidence and the warmth that we have grown into as a team between you, me, Mark, Sarah, Esty. It's like less like new to come in and like be around each other and talk to each other. And the confidence from you and me in the microphone, it's been something that is very uplifting. Like I go to work and I'm like, oh man, you know, what a great record. Like the day after, I'm like, what a great recording I had. Like, you know what I'm saying? That's my favorite part. How about you?
Oh, I mean, season 1 of Grown, we spent almost 2 years making. And season 2 of Grown, we made in the summer for the most part. And that feels like a huge accomplishment. And I think a testament, like you said, to our confidence and how much we have grown into ourselves and into this process and into this show. And I really couldn't be prouder of this season. I've been raving about it to everyone. And that's something too, is I think you and I have really gotten better at celebrating our wins. I know it's something that's sort of hard for both of us to do, but this has been a really good way to feel that out and to really celebrate ourselves and what we're doing here and our storytellers, and yeah, just feel the love all the time.
Absolutely. Very much in stride.
Mm-hmm.
Very much in stride.
Amazing. Yeah.
My turn. Aliza, you've talked about your Scotland trip in the siblings episode. What else did you do in Scotland?
Oh my gosh. I was in Scotland for like 3-ish weeks. I was fun employed, aka I quit my job and flew across the ocean. Hello, quarter life crisis. And my best friend from high school lived there, so she really, really played tour guide in the best possible way. And my aunt was there as well for work, and they really just took me all around. I went to all sorts of places. I went to every single place I think you could in Edinburgh. And I also went to Glasgow for a day, and I went to London for 2 days, and it was my first time in the UK altogether, which was really fun. I ate a lot of really good food. I saw the green spaces in Edinburgh, Arthur's Seat, which is like this really, really big hill that you can hike up, and you can see all of the city from one perspective, and then Calton Hill, which is another hill, that the one I talk about in the episode. Yeah, I also cried a lot in Scotland. I journaled a lot, and I was vlogging, which you might have seen on my close friend's story, and that was like a fun little creative practice. I was like recording myself and vlogging, and it was a good way to like hold myself accountable to getting out of the house and doing stuff every day. And I also went to the Doctor Who exhibit at the National Scotland Museum that they had there, because I'm a big Doctor Who fan. That's a little known nerd fact about me.
Doctor Who is a Scottish show?
No, it's British. It's on the BBC, but Yeah, I don't know.
Why is it in Scott? Why is the
well, one of the doctors, the 10th, David Tennant, oh, sorry, 11th, who I had a cardboard cutout in my room of in high school, he was Scottish, Scottish.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure. Now I'm confused. Don't put this in the episode or do whatever. It's bonus episode.
And you were there for 3 weeks?
Yeah, 3.5 weeks.
And then you went to London for 2 more weeks?
No, I went to London for like just 2 days while I was there.
Oh, 2 days. Oh.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, it was fun. I recommend it. Scotland. I have like a...
And that's how you say... I always say Edinburgh.
Edinburgh. It's Edinburgh. What was funny was I would call my parents like halfway through the trip and like talk to them on the phone and whatever. And they'd be like, why do you have an accent? And I really did. Like I had like... I was developing this... I was like Madonna-ing myself, you know, when she like had that face, big British accent.
You were adapting to your surroundings.
I was. And like my friend from high school... This girl grew up in Park Slope and she has a full-on Scottish accent, to me at least. And so I was like, if she can do it, I could do it. I was like, definitely. I would say bin. I'd be like, oh, can I put that in the bin instead of garbage? I felt really fancy. Scotland, what a place. I think about it all the time. I love it so much. It's beautiful. So, Fonzo, as an older sister to a younger brother, I know that older sisters kind of give the best advice. I don't know. I might be a little biased. But I would love to hear some advice that your older sisters gave you that really resonates with you, either like when you were a teenager or now.
I don't think they've ever given me advice.
Okay, I don't believe that. They've probably given you so much advice that you don't listen to.
On anything that's not like serious, don't drink so much or something. I don't know.
Well, that's good advice.
That is good advice. Or don't stay out too long at night. I don't know. They're always very much involved in my life, but...
But they don't meddle?
They don't meddle, no.
That's like you won the big sister lottery because we are not like that typically. I mean, I don't know, maybe I should talk to my therapist about this.
I mean, my middle sister warned me about my ex-girlfriend way before we broke up. Like when it first began, I didn't like... I guess she saw something I didn't because it was pretty bad.
Oh, God.
So maybe that's best advice, but I don't want to. I didn't want to go straight to relationship advice, but I guess that is.
That's sweet. Yeah, I wish I had a sibling to talk me through relationship advice. Like, not like my brother doesn't, but he's also younger and less experienced in that space.
I will say, as a younger sibling, I just wouldn't know how to approach that.
Mm-hmm.
As a younger sibling, like, you know, this person. Not good. Like I feel like you should know. You tell me what's going on, you know? Mm.
Do you ever feel like, now we're just going straight into relationships, but like when you break up with someone or someone breaks up with you and then all your friends come out of the woodworks like, yeah, we never liked them. Oh, yeah, that was never the one for you. And I'm like, where were you?
People are afraid to really tell you about the person you dating.
Yeah, which I get. I do get it though,
you know what I'm saying? Because what if... this really is the one. And I just said all this stuff and I have to now, especially if you're good friends, I got to see this person for the, you know, forever.
That might just ruin the friendship though. So you might never see them.
Yeah. Again. I don't want to lose friends.
Yeah.
Over.
Yeah. It's so tricky. I do have a pact though with my roommate because I'm like, you need that one person where you're like, you look at me and I look at you. And we promise right now we will tell each other. But I don't know, if we haven't had the opportunity yet, so maybe things will be different.
I know, we're at a good age, though. I feel like, not a good age, but I got at that age where it's like, okay, like, we know how valuable time is. Like, I gotta save my friend.
Mm-hmm.
This is not good.
How valuable time is. Like,
yeah,
TikTok.
Like, oh, man, don't you're wasting time with this person. This is not serious at all.
That's so funny. So, Fonzo, when they're making, you know, the Grown movie, the making of Grown, the Eliza Fonzo origin story, who do you want to play you in the movie?
I've never thought about this.
Like, dream person.
I would want Idris Elba, you know. Mm. I feel like I am Idris Elba in a way.
You're a musician. You're an actor.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I see it.
I'm just as tall as 6'3", you know.
Yeah.
That's fine. That's who I would want to
play me.
That's
a good answer.
And I think it'd be, but I just know that's not the vibe. He's just so serious and I'm like, not that serious.
I feel like he's funny. Have you seen him on Hot
Ones?
He's
funny, but it's like, when he's talking, it's just like, this is serious. Something, you know, serious stuff.
You know, the like one of the memes about Idris Elba is that all moms love him. And I feel like that's so true of you. Like all moms must love you. So I get it. You guys have the same vibe.
In what kind of way?
Yeah. We'll have to ask some moms. I don't know.
Maybe in 10 years, you know, I'm going to give that Idris Elba vibe too. I can feel it maybe, you know.
I see it.
Anyway, that's who I choose. It's even if it's illogical.
Yeah.
Who would play you in the movie of Grown?
Yeah, you know, the pool of brown female actors that haven't been canceled, she's a small pool. Like, really, like, I can't think of many. And I would want to cast someone that looks like me. And I've never been told that I look like a celebrity. And if I have, it's always felt like a little problematic. Like, one time someone told me I look like MIA. I look nothing like MIA.
You do not look like MIA.
So I don't really know. Honestly, I think maybe one of my younger cousins is going to end up being an actor, and so I'd cast her.
Mm, the family decision.
Yeah, you know, a little Nepo baby? We start him young. Look, we're building that generational social capital wealth where we can have Nepo babies, Fonzo.
Oh, yeah? I would never do that.
Mm-hmm. You say that now until you see that check.
I would never do that. I would totally cast someone who has nothing. I might just cast someone walk down the street and be like, you know what? You look like
you look like me.
You look like you need to be in this movie.
That's funny.
But yeah.
Grown.
Aliza, what was the worst part about making season two?
Oh my God, Fonzo. That's such a hard question. Okay, honestly, the worst part about making any season of Grown is our tiny little studio. I love her. She's cute. She gets the job done. She gets so hot, we can't have the AC running because it interferes with the sound. I'm sweating. It's just, we've recorded in the summer. It's insulated or whatever. It's just, it gets hot. And when it gets hot, not only do I sweat and then become very self-conscious about how I smell, but my brain starts melting. And it's really hard to have a melting brain when the job you're supposed to be doing is talking eloquently about life. Yeah.
It's not small, but it's just hot. It's not the size. It's just, it's no, it's a, and the air can't be on because Mark, you know, will hear it and like, oh, it's gonna, so no air, no AC. If you guys wondered, in the bonus content, we're telling you that we record in a really tiny studio with it, the three of us, our producer, and it gets hot and we have to take 15-minute breaks.
Where we get to listen to Kelly Clarkson, which is one of my favorite parts about as our dance party.
We had breaks. That was not bad at all, though. Mm-hmm. The Kelly Clarkson. The
Kelly Clarkson dance break. And when Mark brings us snacks, like he did today, Mark's a baker, Mark, our producer. Shout out, Mark. Hey, Mark.
Much appreciation.
Yeah, but today we're not in that studio. We're in the rehearsal room.
Yes.
Which is, can I tell the story of our first time recording Grown? Oh, God, this is way back. And I want to say it was like 2021, beginning of 2021.
Oh, wow. You're going back into the...
So we come here. It's going to be our first day recording. We have our stories picked. And we set up in the rehearsal room. And we're like, wait, we have to also record this on video? We haven't thought about that at all. And so we start grabbing plants from around the office because the moth office is full of all these like beautiful pothos plants. And do you remember this? We grabbed all the plants. Wow. We set up a whole thing. We set up the chairs. We set up the mics. And none of that ever aired. But it looked really beautiful, but I guess it sounded like crap.
That was so crazy because I was like, we really grabbed stuff like, oh, this is going to look nice. Yeah. Then, like, what, 6 months later when we actually started?
Yeah, we're in
like
the little studio.
Completely different. Like, no video. Don't worry about it. Just, and it was like, yeah. And
Grown that's how we went through a lot of evolutions. Evolution. Grown grew a lot in the process between ideation to what you got to hear on season one. And then even more when we got to season two.
Yes.
It's crazy.
But we made it. We're here.
Woo. So, Fonzo, you're a big anime fan, and I know that you love One Piece, and I saw that there's a live action on Netflix now. Have you seen it, and what are your thoughts?
I haven't seen it, but this one I heard has really good acting and relevant, you know, story background, so I want to check it out, and I think it is going to be good when I do, but I haven't been nerding out lately.
Oh, yeah. You haven't been nerding out lately.
Yeah, I've been working.
Oh, yeah.
A lot. But yeah, I do want to watch it. I want to watch more One Piece. I got to catch up. All right, Aliza, Team Edward or Team Cullen? Because that's what it says in the question.
Yeah, our question paper says Team Edward or Team Cullen, written by our producer, Mark, who clearly, one, doesn't listen to me when I talk, which is just that's your job, Mark. You're supposed to listen to me when I talk. And two, never ever saw Twilight because his name is Edward Cullen. It's Team Edward or
he's
Team
Jacob.
He's definitely
seen Twilight. We are
no, he's not. He's shaking his head. He's never seen Twilight.
What?
Yeah, that's wild, Mark. You're missing out on a core part of American identity.
Wow.
Of human identity, of life. I mean, that's just ridiculous. Team Edward or Team Cullen. That's great. But to answer the question, Team Edward or Team Jacob, neither. I was always Team Alice. Okay, fine. I'm Team Alice now, but when I was 13, I regret to say I was Team Jacob. I regret to say I was Team Jacob. It's just because I thought Taylor Lautner was cuter than Robert Pattinson. At the time, I've come to my senses now as a wise woman of my age. I realize I was wrong, that Robert Pattinson not only is the hotter one of the two, but is Edward is better than Jacob in most respects. Still
wow,
not
you fell
perfect.
For Shark Boy.
I did. Well, it was because of Shark Boy and Lava Girl. I loved Shark Boy and Lava Girl. And so I was like, oh my God, Shark Boy. Dream, 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 dream. I mean, like, come on. Now he's Jacob Black, the werewolf that's a walk around without a shirt on. They knew what they were doing to us 14-year-old
Taylor
girls.
Swift knew it too.
Taylor Swift knew too. Did you see the video of him doing a backflip at the Eras Tour movie premiere?
No, I did not.
So he's literally he's going around. He's married now, by the way, to a woman named Taylor. So both of their names are Taylor Lautner. Like the prophecy came true. Anyways, he's going around and he has been promoting Taylor Swift's like Eras Tour concert and now like the movie that's happening. And there's like a video of him at a movie theater and there's like a bunch of teenage and 20-something women around him and he does a backflip. And then they all start cheering.
In your diary, you said you were Team Edward, but now I'm hearing you're Team Jacob. I'm very confused. You're not living your truth. You were Team Edward.
Okay.
And you're actually Team Jacob?
Okay. So yes, my diary.
And then not only that, you said you were Team Alice. You're on all three teams.
Okay, wait. Now I need to actually think about it.
Now you're confused.
I think that what happened was when the movies first came out, I was Team Jacob.
You're Edward now. Everybody's Edward now.
Yeah, but I'm so silly. I was Edward because, of course, I was Team Edward eventually because I had a gigantic poster of Edward Cullen on my ceiling. So he was the last thing I would see before I went to bed.
That is intense.
Yeah, it's a little troubling.
Yeah, I hope it's not still there.
Anyways. No, it's not. For the record, it's not still there. It's okay. Just on my wall. No, right. Just kidding. No. Now we don't know where the joke ends.
Okay.
We hope you enjoyed this growth spurt. We'll be back to you again next month with more about how growing up never ends. Remember, if you want to learn more about the people that make Grown, you can always visit grownpod.com.
Ever wonder why we want to tell complete strangers our personal secrets? Or what a CIA spy can teach you about keeping things close to the chest? Read about this and see other fascinating articles on secrets in Grown's Pocket Collection. Pocket is a website and app that finds the most thought-provoking articles from trusted sources all around the internet and puts them in one place. With Pocket, you can keep and find new articles to read, save articles for later, and even have your saved articles read aloud to you. If you want to dig deeper into this secret-worthy episode of Grown, head over to Pocket and check out our collection at getpocket.com/grown.